Welcome to Truly Fit.
Welcome to the Truly Fit podcast, where we interview experts in fitness and health to expand our wisdom and wealth. I am your host, Steve Washuta, co-founder of Truly Fit and author of Fitness Business 101. On today's episode, I speak with Christopher Burris. We are going to talk about his supplement. He is the co-founder and co-owner of My Vital C. What is My Vital C? Well, it contains something called ESS60, which is considered one of the most powerful antioxidants on earth. And it is actually a Nobel Prize winning ingredient here, ESS60. So Chris is going to go over the potential benefits of this, from longevity to brain power to sleep to wellness to pain management to all day energy. He's going to explain the studies behind it. And he's going to talk about his background, because it's not your traditional health and wellness background, how he got into this, why he started this company. It's a great conversation. Again, it is a supplement and you need to do your own due diligence. So I hope you listen to this conversation, you take what you can from it, and then you do your own research before taking the supplement. With no further ado, here's Chris and I talking about My Vital C. Chris, thank you so much for joining the Truly Fit podcast. Why don't you give my audience and the listeners a background, a bio of you and what you do that's interconnected with the health and fitness and medical community.
Okay, Steve, thank you so much for having me. And I'm going to start off probably scaring you a little bit, like in maybe some of your audience a little bit. I've been manufacturing carbon nanomaterials since 1991. The specific material that I manufacture, and I think most of you are listeners, I'm actually holding up a molecule. And the best way to describe it is if you imagine a soccer ball, where the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So you have this spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. That was discovered in 1985 here at Rice University in Houston. That's where I'm based. And the three professors who discovered it actually went on to win the Nobel Prize in 1996. So a short 11 years from discovery to award of the Nobel Prize. And here's where it might get a little scary. This molecule is amazing. It's harder than a diamond. It turns into a diamond. It performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. So better inks, better batteries, better tires, better photocells. And for this reason, I mean, that's one of the reasons they won the Nobel Prize. I think I like to share, there's actually a new symbol in chemistry. And so if you're, some sort of scientist and you've added a symbol to chemistry, you're probably going to get a Nobel Prize. The at symbol, and we're familiar with that from our email addresses, didn't exist in chemistry before this carbon 60 molecule. It turns out that the inside of the soccer ball molecule is big enough for any atom on the periodic chart to fit inside of it. And that's like physically trapped inside of it, not covalently or ionically bonded to the exterior. And so lanthanum at C60 means lanthanum physically trapped inside of it. So that's just kind of an interesting side note on the path to Nobel Prize. But really the other reason they won the Nobel Prize is it was such a phenomenal discovery. In fact, I started the company with my business partner, Robert, in 1991. In 1991, all 10 of the 10 most referenced scientific papers were related to carbon nanomaterials. So basically related to the discovery of this molecule. And we call this molecule ESS60. So it's great. It's great in inks and batteries and tires and photocells. So your audience might be going, okay, this doesn't sound like health related. because it had such amazing properties, they thought that we would be working with it. And we being kind of man in general would be working with it more. And for various reasons, because of the kind of structures on the exterior of that soccer ball, they thought it might be toxic. So they did a toxicity study. They published that toxicity study in 2012. Again, we're just getting scarier, right? in that toxicity study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with this ESS60 molecule, the soccer ball molecule. Instead of being toxic, the rats that they gave the ESS60 molecule and olive oil, really the My Vital C formula to, lived 90% longer than the control group. So this is the single longest longevity experimental result in history. The next best, I know a lot of your audience is personal trainers, kind of health fanatics. They may be aware, probably trying and dabbling in intermittent fasted or all in, like I am, at least 5 days a week. But even the concept of intermittent fasting is born out of the results of true calorie restriction. It's very well documented in multiple animal models that if you cut your calorie consumption by 30%, I call that the starve yourself one third to death diet. Nobody seems to sign up on that diet.
Easy to say.
If you do that, though, if you cut that calorie consumption by 30%, you can extend your life by 30%. Again, that's borne out in multiple animal models. We're talking about add olive oil and this ESS60 molecule to the diet of these rats, these Wistar rats, and extend their life by 90%. So a typical Wistar rat lives about 32 months, and they have a known amount of tumors in their body. So the longer a Wistar rat lives, the more tumor mass they have in their body. Even though the MyVitalC rats lived out 90%, out to 62 months, none of them had any tumors. So those two things are incredibly unique results. You know, we could call them viral results. And it turned out, again, that was published in 2012. By about mid-2013, maybe this is some of your audience, you know, biohackers who read this paper and are pretty aggressive, started calling us and saying, hey, how much in a dose? And we're like, wait a minute, how much in a dose of that stuff you put in ink, batteries, tires, and photocells? We're going to go with approximately zero. And we actually added not for human consumption to our labeling in mid-2013. Still getting scarier, right? and it's important to note that the literature was clear. If you process carbon-60, kind of industrial grade carbon-60, improperly, it's harmful. If you process it the way we process it and the way they did in that study, we call that ESS60, it's safe. And the literature said that back in 2013. It continues to say that. Our customer testimonials continue to say that. But we're conservative carbon nanomaterial scientists, not really interested in getting into the supplement industry. The supplement industry is really kind of the opposite of what we were in. We were delivering commercial quantities of carbon nanomaterials to research scientists around the world. You know, and when we sell them, and basically ESS60 is a black powder. When we sell them the black powder, they give it to a grad student or a research assistant, and they take it back to an HPLC, that's high performance liquid chromatography equipment, and they confirm that what we told them we were going to ship them, we actually shipped them. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, the opposite of the supplement market, where you're shipping to consumers. They don't have an HPLC. They don't probably don't even have a scientific scale to weigh the pills that they're buying. It's just a different market. And I also... we really didn't kind of open things up until 2017. I'll talk about that in a second. But in that time frame, from mid-2013 to the latter part of 2017, I found an article that said, this is peer-reviewed published research, that said 50% of the supplements on the market do not have in them what they say they have in them, right? So these were all these things saying, don't get in this industry. You probably don't want to do that. And it looked like maybe you had a question or something.
Yeah. So I want to get to the supplements down the road. Let's backtrack a little bit and unpack some of this. First, I have to note that Rice, what a beautiful campus. I did my engagement photos on their campus.
Oh, cool.
Down there in Houston. So love being there. Love being around there. My wife did her fellowship program in sports medicine down there.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
And then, you know, when you said they were testing the ESS60 in the olive oil, was finding out this longevity factor sort of a secondary thing, or were they specifically testing because you mentioned toxicity. So were they just testing toxicity and then happened to get lucky and find out that it was longevity, or were they also maybe suspecting that it could have some longevity properties?
I think there was in the literature, there was a lot of hypothesis about potential benefits, not really in the biology space, other than this. So if you look at biology and physiology, one of the things, because the soccer ball cage is big enough for any atom to fit inside of it, they were thinking that they might be able to put radioactive atoms inside of it. So you might be able to cram 3 radioactive atoms inside of it. Most of the chemistry that we utilize for biology, like playing with proteins, trying to get things to attach to different cells in the body, do work on the exterior of the soccer ball cage. And so the thought process is put radioactive atoms inside of it, have it attached to cancer cells, now delivering a radioactive payload to cancer cells. There is also a study and a patent related to this ESS60 molecule inhibiting the replication of the AIDS virus. And so it's got antiviral properties. So there was some awareness that there might be biological benefits. But again, it was a toxicity study. And in fact, it's funny you say, did they get lucky with this longevity study? I think you might find from a toxicology researcher that they got the opposite of lucky, right? Because typically you're looking for toxicity. And here's one thing, and I love to give them kudos kind of the same way you're describing, is if there's one thing that's true, what's true is when the entire control group, and that's the group of rats given water, when all of them are dead, and all of the rats that are receiving the quote unquote toxic material are still alive, your study's done. Like, it is not toxic at that point. But they still did the animal husbandry really for another 2.5 years in order to see what was going to happen, because it was already an extraordinary result just to have one cohort of rats outlive entirely another cohort. Something's going on. So they had the foresight. Let's continue to do that animal husbandry and push it out. And really, they were down to two rats, again, 2.5 years past their when the study would have easily been over and accurately determined that it wasn't toxic. One of the rats passed, and they actually euthanized the last one and you know, took the bio test that they needed to off of it in order to get the study published.
If I'm a skeptical listener, I think my next question is, what's the catch, right? There's no solutions. There's only trade-offs. Are there any serious side effects or even small term side effects that people are concerned with?
Yeah, I think, to date, like, it's our responsibility to report to the FDA any serious adverse side effects. And we have not had to report anything to the FDA because the side effects that people report are really not side effects. They're just kind of what they feel. So let me describe that. A number of our customers, our product is in oil. It's in a high grade extra virgin olive oil that tends to leave a peppery flavor at the back of your throat. So some people aren't used to that. Some people don't like it. Some people are like, oh, is it rancid? It burns. And the reality is, no, it's actually a high quality extra virgin olive oil. So that's one of the complaints. The other is also, if you're going from a zero kind of oil intake, and by the way, olive oil on its own is amazing. Whatever amount of olive oil you're consuming, you should double it. Just in principle, Dr. Gundry, you know, his number one nutrition podcast, has a couple New York Times bestselling books. He says that the purpose of food is to get more olive oil into your mouth, right? So olive oil is really good. But if you start taking a teaspoon of olive oil and you hadn't done it before, that tends to literally like run through your system, and people don't like that also.
Chris. That's any oil, flax oil, yes. Grapeseed oil, whatever oil you're introducing. We did an episode called Fats 101 or Lipids, where we described the difference between polyunsaturated and saturated, and monounsaturated, and omega-3s and omega-6s. And yeah, we talked a lot about how when you're introducing oils for the first time, I find it a lot, people do it in shakes, right? They want healthy shakes. They put a tablespoon or something in there and they go, I can't take shakes. They run right through me. I said, you just got to give it time. Your body's getting accustomed to these different fats that you haven't otherwise introduced in a long time into your system.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting. So we do have three kind of fats that we in terms of products. So we've got an olive oil product, we've got an avocado product, and we've got an MCT product. Mm-hmm. We always recommend the olive oil first. And there's two reasons. One, we're a science-based institution. And so all the research is on the olive oil. The second reason we recommend it, if you think in terms of what is the solubility of the ESS60 molecule in those different fats, the highest solubility is in olive oil. So you get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter in olive oil, about 0.6 in avocado oil, and about 0.3 in MCT oil. And this is, since I'm talking about those three, let me talk, here's what my routine is on a daily basis right now. I do Bulletproof coffee, right? Except I use our MCT product. It turns out that this black powder, when you put in MCT, is a fairly clear liquid. When you put the black powder in it, it turns an amazingly beautiful purple color. It's just beautiful. So I put that in my coffee with the ghee. While that's blending, I'll take a teaspoon and a half of our olive oil product. And then when it comes time for lunch, I'll use our avocado product on our salad. So I'm kind of taking certainly more than the recommended serving size, but that is my routine.
So how do you guys differentiate yourself from a supplement company? Because you specifically said you guys are analyzing these products in a different way than a supplement company is. And people know, we've talked about this a lot on my podcast, that the supplements are not FDA regulated. You don't know what's in there. A lot of times they're coming from China, and whatever is in that supplement there, that could have been in another vat an hour earlier that they were making, who knows, Viagra. So you don't know what is in your supplements that are being sent overseas. How do you differentiate yourself, and how do you sort of pitch that as an advantage to you guys?
Well, and I'm going to kind of just sidetrack real quick, because I think it's an interesting discussion point. To a lot of people will look on Amazon for supplements, and then they'll look at the 5-star rating of Amazon for a supplement and go, okay, it's 5 stars. I think 5-star ratings make sense for on Amazon for, you know, cell phones and electronic devices, but for supplements, what does it really, like, what does it mean to have a 5-star rating for vitamin C? Again, most people don't have a scientific scale, so they probably didn't weigh the tablets. They certainly didn't weigh every tablet. They usually don't even count the tablets, right? Like if the jar is not empty. So a 5-star, I jokingly say a 5-star means Amazon harassed them enough for a review before they died. Like, and then they left a 5-star review because it's vitamin C. I'm not, you know, it's not a representation of the quality of the product. You know, so what we do, we actually manufacture everything here in this lab in Houston. I don't know if you get to Houston often, love to have you come by. So it's manufactured from the ESS60 molecule to blending it in the oils. We've got really large stainless steel vats, and it's backfilled with nitrogen. So you're not oxygenating the oils, because we actually have to mix it for 3 weeks. It turns out that not only can you not dissolve much of the ESS60 molecule into these oils, it takes a really long time to dissolve them. And that's actually, I think, part of the benefit. So you think about the black powder. Can you consume it? Of course you can. It's not water soluble, so that puts it in a typically challenging way to get into our system, or at least for our system to absorb it and use it. And if you do take the powder, you just excrete it out. Like, there's lots of studies that show that. When you dissolve it into the oil, you're actually breaking down those crystals, those ESS60 molecular crystals, into molecules. So individual molecules are now dissolved inside the oil, and that makes it absorbable. Of course, this is probably happening in the intestines, upper or lower intestines, because that's where our bodies tend to absorb the oils. But that's what makes it bioavailable. Again, if you just take the powder, you're excreting it. You want it to be bioavailable. That's why it's actually delivered in the oils.
Demographic wise, is this for anyone? Do you recommend this just for anyone who's sort of an optimizer, or wants to make sure that they're healthier and they're worried about their long-term health and wellness? Or is this for like a particular demographic?
Yeah, I think it really runs the gamut. I think we get our strongest testimonial with people who are actually having some sort of challenge, right? Something that they're wanting to deal with, whether it's a significantly, and here I've got to be careful, this is, you know, FDA can be a slippery slope, but if it's a significant sleep challenge, but I can tell you, one of my favorite testimonials is from a guy named Anthony Kunkel. He's a 2-time US ultra running champion. This guy clocks 120 miles a week. And the first conversation I had with him, he was like, "Hey, Chris, I was taking the regular surveying. I didn't really notice anything. When I tripled it, I was like, wow, I actually think that this could be the difference between somebody having a hobby as a runner and a career as a runner. That's that 3-5% difference that could, you know, bump you into the career." And I've got the email, I can forward it to you. In fact, I never share emails unless I have like direct traceability. My business partner shares a great testimonial. I just don't use it because I didn't have a conversation with that person and can't necessarily get back to him. But he sent an email, and the way he described it is like, "I don't think that my vital C is speeding up recovery. I think it's preventing damage in the first place." And the reason I say this is because on the last 10 miles of a 50-mile run, a phrase you don't hear very often, where strength and stability were a problem, they're just no longer a problem. So that's kind of old, not even, that's not just elite athlete. That's like elite extreme athlete, right? When you're running 50, his championships are in a 50 miler and a 50K. So that's kind of one extreme. You've got something as simple as another testimonial. By the way, I'm going to throw in now, the FDA has not evaluated our product. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
You might have said that before.
Sometimes I forget that I've said it, and you know, maybe say it twice. It turns out our largest distributor here in Houston, she originally ordered the product for her dog. And noticed such a dramatic difference in her dog that then she started to take it. I like to pause there because, you know, one of your first thoughts when it comes to supplement, my first thought, even with my own product, because remember, I didn't invent this to do this, right? It's just, hey, people were taking it. It literally said not for human consumption. They're coming back with great testimonials. I'm like, is that placebo? I mean, it's not likely because it says not for human. It's not promoting any benefit. It's actually saying that it's probably detrimental. With pets, there's no placebo effect, right? The pet doesn't go, oh, I got the little dropper of oil today, and so I'm going to be healthier today. So she noticed such a profound difference in her dog that she decided to start taking it herself. And I did an interview with her, and she reflected back and she said, if you had asked me about the 3-month mark, have I noticed anything? Is there anything to notice? I probably would have told you no, but then I stopped and I thought about, you know, what was going on in my life. It was like, I can work an extra hour every day. I'm waking up earlier, and I was never a morning person. And then I kind of throw this out as jokingly the worst testimonial for a supplement ever. I cleaned my garage. Now, it's bad, but it also means something. Like, what is it that big task that's around you that you haven't gotten done? Well, often it's energy, right? Like, that's the big, do I have the energy to tackle that?
And I would argue mental clarity, which sort of fuses with energy.
Yeah, right. So it's emotional energy, right? Yeah. And or clarity, and also just the energy to do it. And I can tell you, I have to embarrassingly admit that I used to take 2 naps before noon on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll talk about that in a second, but there is some value in that. And our most consistent testimonial is our customers take it in the morning. They report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. I'm not aware of anything that you can take in the morning and impact your sleep that night. I'm aware of things you can do, right? You and your audience know, get exercise in the morning and you will sleep better that night as opposed to not exercising, right? Or get exposure to the sun, get that circadian rhythm in line with the rising and falling of the sun, and you'll get better sleep that night. It really is. There's a book called Why We Sleep by Dr. Matthew Walker. Phenomenal book. I call it the Freddy Krueger of sleep books because it will scare you to sleep, right? Because he's 25 years of an elite university professor who is talking about all the detrimental effects of not getting sleep. Again, you and your audience, trainers working out hard, like you've probably hammered into them sleep. It's one of the pillars, right? It's the nutrition, it's the exercise, and it's the sleep. Those 3, miss one of them and you're going to be wanting more. And so in that book, Dr. Walker talks about the $2 billion sleep aid, quote unquote, sleep aid industry, and what those prescription sleep aids do. There's a chemical in our body that builds up called adenosine. And as it builds up, it causes us to desire sleep. These sleep aids, these prescription, quote unquote, sleep aids knock you out. And you wake up and it's relaxed the chemical pressure of adenosine. So you don't desire sleep, but you don't get your REM and your in-REM sleep that are actually the restorative and healing sleep that you need. I just bring that up because we're the opposite of that. We're taking it in the morning. Our customers are taking it in the morning, and me, I'll tell my sleep story here in a second. It's embarrassing, but they take it in the morning, mental focus and energy during the day, to the point that one of our customer video testimonials is, hey, I started taking it today and I didn't need to finish my cup of coffee, right? Like that's important. And then better sleep that night. In my case, I used to take 2 naps before noon, Saturday and Sunday. Basically, I'd wake up. I've got twins. They would sit on me and watch cartoons and I would take my first nap. And then I would wake up, go downstairs, get some breakfast, go back, resume the position and take the second nap. Since I started taking this on a regular basis in 2018, just, I barely take naps. I love, naps are great, right? But I just barely take naps. I'll be in the position where normally I would fall asleep and I'm like, okay, I need to get up and do something. And that goes, that speaks to the, you know, cleaning the garage situation.
I pride myself on being able to poke holes in things. I always read my wife's magazines that comes home and read all these like pediatric articles. And I can always find something in these studies that I feel like that's a little bit off, or they misrepresented this. So I really loved how you said the dog, there was obvious benefits with the dog because there is no placebo effect with the dog. That's always my first hesitation when taking these supplements. And then also when people start taking supplements, they typically clean up other areas of their life. So they go, oh, the supplement's helping me. But if now, because you're taking a supplement and you're fiscally invested, then maybe you're eating better. Then maybe you're paying attention to your health more and you're drinking more water and you're doing all these other things, you're exercising more, which in turn has like sort of a coupling effect, right? Where it's all working in concert together. But really, I honestly think giving it to the animal and having the animal see the effects is the best testimonial that anyone could ever get, maybe even better than the runner. And I'm sold on that. But, let me ask you a few questions here, Chris.
Yeah.
One, why doesn't the general population know more about this? And two, do you have a direct competitor or do you have a patent in which they can't use ESS 60 for particular supplements?
Yeah. So do we have a direct competitor in the C60 space? And I consider C60 an industrial product, right? Mm-hmm. There are a number of manufacturers of C60 in oil. We actually tested 22 of them. Only one of them actually, again, kind of going back to that peer-reviewed published research paper, supplements 50% don't have in them what they say they have in. Of the 22 we tested, only one of them actually had in it what they said they had in it, right? Mm-hmm. And this is really why we demarked ESS60 and created, okay, ESS60 is not industrial C60. And it's also made at our lab. We've been manufacturing this molecule since 1991. We've got the HPLC, the test equipment in-house. So most people just mix their oils for 2 weeks. We came to understand, because we have the test equipment, that as we expanded the vat, so as we're making more volume to get this out there, that the process needed more time. And so like those are the things that are kind of differentiating. As to why more people don't know about it, I mean, it really is landing on me, because those competitors are really just kind of trying to capitalize on people searching for C60. They're not advancing any research. I'm doing an Oura Ring study, actually in contact with a professor at the University of California, San Diego. Cool. You know, actually like sleep survey studies that are done, data, all positive. At this point, we've only got 10 people who've gone through it, but all of them, basically we collect 10 days of data before they try our product, 10 days on, 10 days off, 10 days back on. It's just 100% better results when they're on the product. And so it really is following on really us and my business partner and I and our company to drive the research, right? To drive this kind of sleep study research. And then also to get the word out there. So it's just a process. Now, you mentioned pets, and I want to throw this one testimonial. Came this week, actually, no, last week, from my personal trainer. He sent a note to my wife. He was like, "Hey, Marisa, I just wanted to share with you and Chris, my mom was going to put her dog down because he no longer stands up or walks on his own. I gave her my Vital C and she gave it to him on Friday. This weekend, he was standing and walking the yard on his own. My mom is so happy." And I've actually sent like a video guy to get a testimonial. Again, I'm an engineer, right? Yeah. And a scientist. So I love like zero and one, like it was this way and now it's that way. I don't like the, oh, it feels better is not the kind of testimonial that I'm even remotely interested in.
Are there thoughts down the road to do more extensive studies insofar as like panels, like lipid profiles and cholesterol and A1C and things of this nature, or does that not sort of fuse with the supplements and you have to be really interconnected with like the it being a medical supplement in order to do those sorts of things?
We do have to be careful, right? Because the goal is for this not to be a medicine. That's actually not good for, in my opinion, for the general population. Sure. As soon as it's labeled a medicine. And frankly, from the results people are telling us, you know, we've got to walk that line really well. But it would be detrimental because that just makes it harder for the general consumer to get a hold of the product. there isn't anything in particular stopping it. We are driving some of the research in this, and that's exciting. I don't think that's what a supplement company tends to do. They tend to just kind of rest on whatever research is. I mean, you look at the CBD industry, and I don't know if you know, the only kind of FDA approved, and really there's more and more research coming out, but the thing you hang your hat on for CBD in terms of research and efficacy is the FDA has approved it for a very specific type of epilepsy in young children. And that's where they hang their hat. And then, you know, it's just expanded in so many areas. I believe that there's something behind CBD. We're actually working on a combined CBD, because it is also oil-based. So a combined CBD and ESS 60 product.
Yeah. Anecdotally, I've used it before, but again, I feel like CBD has helped me in maybe from a sleep fashion. I didn't feel any benefits from an inflammation, sort of a pain relief, but I know that people do. So who knows? But I want to switch gears a little bit here and talk about your podcast. I know you run a podcast. Tell us about what an episode is like. Are you interviewing people like we are here? Are you doing solos on your own? Is it a combination of the two? And then any sort of road bumps that you faced in starting your podcast or as you continue to grow?
Well, I can tell you, when I started the podcast, it was a situation where somebody on the team was like, hey, we should start a podcast. And I'm like, that was like on a Tuesday. On Friday, we did our first podcast. I can tell you, I got no value. We got no phone calls. We got no customers for a year. So it was a long haul, but it really did help define kind of the company culture. It helps define like what it is that we're about. Our format is really find really solid articles, read through, and we'll read through 5 or 10 articles, find one that's really good, really suited for the audience. And then I've got a co-host and we'll bat around the ideas in that particular article. So it's not just like, hey, regurgitating the article. It's like, how does our experience tie in with this article, and our knowledge of other things tie in with the article? And that's the format. I think podcasts are great. You know, you really understand information when you teach it, and a podcast forces you to teach, like, one, to stay up on the information, and two, to teach it and understand it at a core level.
Can people get My Vital C either now or in the future at a store like a Vitamin Shoppe or a GNC? Is that the goal eventually, or are you only specific to ordering online through a site interconnected with you?
Yeah, we've had a number of conversations with this. In fact, as we took a little field trip to GNC, and one of the things that we realized is that if we were in GNC, it wouldn't really help, right? Because people walk into GNC with, one, I'm looking for this brand, right? Sure. So you got to have brand awareness, and we're working on that. Or two, I'm trying to solve this problem. And so our product, most people aren't trying to solve longevity, right? Like, that's where the research is. And the third is, nobody's walking into GNC and like, what? Not nobody, but I'm sure not many people are walking in, what's new today, right? And so we really have a long way to go in terms of making people aware of this product, what it can do, really experiencing it. And then, yeah, being in a GNC would be a good idea. It's just not the right path right now.
Yeah. And to me, honestly, I think it probably fits initially. I don't mean to like tell you how to market your product, but a sort of a high-end clientele. So almost more of a spa, high-end salon, those sorts of things where people are worried about longevity at that point, more so than just pure vanity. It's not like I just want to go to the gym and put on 3 more pounds of muscle. I only have $30 to spend at GNC. The people right. who have sort of unlimited wealth and are saying, I will do anything I can to make sure that I look good, I feel good, and that I can continue health and wellness later into my life and have the money to do that. They're not going to GNC. They're going to high-end sort of salons again and spas and things of this nature. And I think that your product seems to be very fitting of that clientele.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And you look at, you know, kind of our biggest early stages. And as I get on more and more podcasts, this kind of demographic is changing. But the early stages, 2013 through 2017, were really just cutting edge biohackers. Like, literally the kind of people like, those rats live twice as long. How quickly can I get it in my body, right? With no anticipation of any other results, right? Where, and it's interesting because we have such a broad range of impressive results from that our customers are reporting. which is kind of not surprising. You think anything that has the potential to extend life shouldn't just be extended. Like, it's going to have other health benefits. And so that is what we're seeing. I'll share one other testimonial, which is really applies to me and my wife. I am that geeky scientist who has a spreadsheet of my migraines. I used to get 4 or 5 migraines a year. Goes back to 2014. I was trying to figure out like what was causing them. I don't know if you've ever had a migraine. They're just miserable experiences. And I was trying to figure out maybe I worked out too hard or didn't get enough sleep or whatever. I had a fight with my significant other. And I'm trying to figure this out. I started taking My Vital C in 2018. I went from 4 to 5 a year to 0 in 2018. I've probably had 4 since. And that would have been 2019, 2020, 2021, 22. You compare that with my wife, and I always remember the number 9 because she had a prescription and they only gave her 9. So any migraine after number 9 that she got, she just had to muscle through. It took me a while, you know, sometimes getting your spouse on board with cutting edge stuff is not easy, but I finally got there. And she's down from 9+ to 1 a month or 1 every other month. Wow. Which is impressive. Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong here. It's not that there's this mechanistic causal thing stopping migraines specifically. It's that if your body is healthier, if you're sleeping better, if all these other things are running better, right? Your car is more efficient. The tires are pumped up. The oil's changed. The transmission's working. Everything runs smoother. And in turn, you just feel better.
Yeah. I think that's it. You know, if you just think about the sleep, right? And again, one of the pillars, if all we did was improve sleep, well, then all we're doing, you know, all we're doing is improving your mental, physical, and emotional well-being. That's it.
I use an acronym called FEW because I try to explain to my clients, it's very simple. You need a few things: food, exercise, water. That's what we're looking at here, right? If you have those things under control, you're in the process of maintaining weight or losing weight or doing whatever it is you have to do. You have to look at those things. And obviously sleep is in there too. That's sort of a lifestyle thing that we need to be concerned with that unfortunately people are not concerned with. And I think part of the reason why, and this sort of adds to what My Vital C does in my opinion, from what you've explained, is that we don't understand our baselines, Chris. The average person thinks they're already operating at, let's say, 90 or 100% of their baseline because they only know what they know. And then something happens. They start taking My Vital C. They start sleeping more. They start taking a supplement. They start exercising, whatever it is that they're doing. And then they go, oh, this is how I was supposed to be feeling this whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to a podcast or a YouTube, you know, some internet, you know, rabbit hole. And somebody was talking about how people don't understand like what healthy is. They're sitting next to somebody on an airport in an airplane. And they're like, yeah, I've got diabetes and high blood pressure. But other than that, I'm healthy. And like, whoa, wait a minute. You've defined other than not being healthy, I'm healthy.
Touché. Yeah. And that's that's a shame, but that's what's going on right now in America. Unfortunately, people are unhealthy and we have chronic illnesses everywhere and they're only getting worse. If you talk to the physicians who are seeing these people, they're through the roof, but having obviously products like yours to help expedite people's journey into health and wellness is great. Where can people find your product? Where can they maybe reach out to you if they want to find out more about their product? Are you specifically on a website? Yeah. Do you have social medias, list anything?
Well, I made a URL for you and your audience so they can go to myvitalc.com/trulyfit. You'll find a list of our products. You can get any one of them just one off, or you can actually save 25% on a subscription. You can cancel that subscription at any time. I just want you to take advantage of that discount. We have 500 5-star reviews. Our team is not trained to talk you out of canceling your subscription. Don't worry. Just take advantage of that discount. We also have a coupon code. It's good for $15 off of your initial order. And again, that's TrulyFit, TrulyFit. And that'll get you an additional $15 off. On that, you're going to find we've got capsules. So those are good. You have to take 6 capsules. 1 teaspoon of oil, it really kind of boils down into 6 capsules. I recommend the olive oil. We've got a really convenient packaging which is ampules. You can see this, but basically it's a plastic ampule, PBA free, that has the teaspoon and one teaspoon or 5 mils, which is the recommended serving. And we actually have a face serum. So you can imagine I wasn't interested in becoming a supplement guy. You can imagine how interested I was in becoming a face serum guy, even less. But basically we were getting positive testimonials from people consuming it. And those testimonials were about hair and skin. And then one of our business partners, she was, if there was excess on the edge of the bottle, she was putting it on her face. And she was like, look, we need to do this. And I'm like, okay, I'll support you. But the feedback on the face serum has just been phenomenal. So we haven't done it yet, but we're going to end up doing like an inside out combination where you can consume it and then put it on your skin. I use it. I didn't use any sort of face lotion, cream, anything, but I use it daily now.
I will link everything below in the description. My guest today has been Chris Burris with My Vital C. Chris, thanks for joining the Truly Fit Podcast.
Thanks. Thank you, Steve, for having me.
Thanks for joining us on the Truly Fit Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review on your listening platform, and feel free to email us. We'd love to hear from you. Social at trulyfit.app. Thanks again.